Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The IEB, of course, released their results. Incredible, I think. And it's always a time of year that makes me very, very proud when we speak to some of the principals, when we speak to the students, and especially over the last couple of years when we look at some of the adversity that they faced. Anne Oberholzer is the Chief Executive Officer at the Independent Examination Board, the IEB. Good morning to you. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning, Howard. I'm feeling wonderful. I'm still basking in the glory of the wonderful work of our young children.
But isn't that amazing? To me, and I've been saying this on air for the last 2 days, this time of year in particular, when we look at some of these incredible results and some of the very, very difficult stories that the schools have faced, the kids have faced, individual circumstances, general, global, it's really just remarkable to sit back for a minute and look at the tremendous success.
Sorry, Harold, I didn't get that last bit.
So it's just amazing to look back at some of the incredible success of the students. What have you noticed across the independent schools, in terms? Has there been a trend over the last couple of years?
Well, exceedingly difficult times that they've all faced. I mean, a broken school year is really difficult insofar as it disrupts the education of children. And although online schooling kicked in very quickly, and that's to the credit of our teaching community, some children took to it and others didn't. So, you know, it was a mixed bag in terms of how successful it was. But what it did do is show that there are alternates to the traditional classroom. So, all credit must go to our teachers and to the school management for ensuring that learning continued in a very viable manner.
Do you foresee that elements of online learning are going to continue even after the pandemic?
certainly, I would love us to see that if there's one good thing that has come out of the pandemic, is that the technology has catapulted the education system from the 1700s to the 21st century in one fell swoop. Certainly, I think we have seen that technology definitely has a place in education, and it's simply now for us to exploit it. I think it hasn't been exploited to the extent it could be, simply because the current teaching community weren't born with a computer or a tablet in their hands. And so they are much more fearful of taking, I don't know if it's taking risks, but experimenting with technology.
Well, it is a confidence
thing. To see
how
best to use it in the classroom.
Yeah.
So certainly I would like to see that education technology takes its rightful place in education, particularly for those learners who are most vulnerable and don't have access to quality teaching and learning.
What is interesting to me, having a kid who is at this age, what we found was when schools were completely closed, when schools were completely open and everybody was at school, it was relatively simple. It's this kind of mix that that the schools are struggling with, where you've got kids home in quarantine, you've got some kids in the class not there because of the pandemic, whereas others are there. It's this mixed model that we've seen the schools struggle with most. What's your observation?
Howard, sorry, this is a very bad line. I can hardly hear you.
What I was asking is that your observations in terms of the blend. In other words, when all kids are at school or all kids are at home online, it's relatively simple in a way. But when some kids are at home, under quarantine, and some are at school, if from our experience, that's when the schools struggle most.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. I think that the hybrid teaching is fine in respect of dealing with learners who might need some special attention of their own separately from the class, or perhaps if it's used as a vehicle for everybody at the same time getting the same lesson, and then dealing perhaps with those who haven't understood or need help, or those who have understood so quickly they want to go ahead. The point for me is that technology gives us the opportunity to differentiate our teaching day in accordance with what our learners need. It's always been my contention that one of the problems with mass education, in other words, everybody sitting in the class at the same time doing the same thing, makes an assumption that everybody learns in the same way, that everyone learns at the same pace, that everyone learns all subjects in the same way and the same pace. And clearly, when we look at human beings, we're all individuals. We have our strengths, we have our weaknesses, we have our interests, and so on. And all of that affects the pace at which we work. So one always says, we must teach according to the child and in keeping with the child's accomplishments. Well, mass education certainly doesn't give us that opportunity unless we make use of technology so that we can differentiate between people's needs.
Absolutely, and individualize. Anne Oberholzer, that's all we have time for, unfortunately. Chief Executive Officer at the Independent Examination Board, the IEB, chatting to us this morning.